And welcome to the Goddess Life podcast, a podcast that aims to help women connect to their inner goddess while nurturing their divine feminine essence. And we do this by learning about both practical and magical ways to work with your mind, body, and spirit to learn how to live empowered and balanced lives. I'm your host, Charisse Williams, a spiritual guide and holistic life coach. And I'm so excited to have you here. So before we get started, I would love if you could subscribe to this podcast and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. I love to know and hear what you guys, think about this podcast and what you're getting from it. Let's start up a conversation. Let's chat. And if you could give me a follow on Instagram as well, that would be super awesome. It's Instagram at Charisse Healing Moon. And if you need to access my website for any reason, you can check out healingmoonlumina.com. I have all kinds of blog posts on there, tarot reading offers, coaching stuff, online classes and courses that you can take, all kinds of awesome things. So let's get into this episode. All right, today I would like to talk about resentment. Resentment is kind of a sticky feeling. We all have had resentful feelings at one point or another in our lives. Perhaps you're even listening to this right now and you're thinking immediately of somebody that you resent a little bit. And I mean, that's perfectly common. It's a human emotion. It's normal to feel resentment, but if we don't let the resentment go, it can really start to affect our lives. It sort of festers. It's like anger when we need to forgive somebody and kind of let something go, but we don't. We hold on to that. When we hold on to that resentment, it's like a dark mass that just sits within us, and it just festers and it just like grows. And it sort of, I'm envisioning kind of like, I don't know if you watch Stranger Things, but kind of just that sticky, dark kind of web of blech that you see in Stranger Things. That's sort of what resentment does to you. You know, it starts in your heart space and then it just grows and it festers in your life. And it's just, ugh, we need to let go of it. Because resentment, much like anger that we hold on to towards other people, it's not hurting the other person so much as it's hurting ourselves. So how can we release resentment? Well, the first thing that we need to do is even just acknowledge that we are feeling resentful, which that can be a tough thing sometimes. You know, people a lot of the time are stubborn and we don't want to admit that we are feeling resentful because then that might make us think, oh, well, maybe I was wrong somewhere. So the first step to releasing it is to just even acknowledge, you know, what I have this resenting feeling. Why am I feeling resentful towards this person? And really just kind of start to look at it. Look at why are you resentful to this person? And more often than not, it's because we ourselves maybe did not set a proper boundary. And so we resent that person for crossing the boundary that we never set in the first place. Or maybe we did set a boundary, but we let that person cross the boundary and then we resent them for it, which kind of doesn't make sense. It's sort of like getting mad at somebody, even though you let them do whatever this is, you know, or it's if you're in a relationship and your significant other wants to go out with their friends and you would prefer that they stay at home, but then you let them go out anyway and you don't say anything like, I would prefer if you stay home. And then they come home and you resent them for going out with their friends rather than staying home with you. Well, you know, you kind of allowed that to happen. I'm not saying that you can control when somebody goes out or anything. You know, we obviously don't want to do that. But when we keep our mouth shut on things, we don't really have a right to then get upset and resent somebody for the actions that they then took. I hope that this is making sense. So it's sort of like, you know, you tell somebody they can do something and then they do it and then you get mad at them about it, which is kind of, I mean, that's a little backwards, and you wouldn't want somebody to do that to you, which I'm sure, you know, we've all been on the receiving end of resentment. But what I've found is a lot of the time when we have these feelings of resentment towards somebody, like I said, the first step is to acknowledge it and then think of, why do I resent this person? And more often than not, it's because we allowed something to happen, or not even necessarily that we allowed it, but that we didn't speak up. That's pretty much probably the number one thing, is that, you know, we can't control people. We can't control people's actions. We can't control what they think and what they feel, but we can control our own actions. We can control our own thoughts, and we can control what we ourselves say or do not say. So if somebody is, you know, you're in a situation with somebody and they've hurt your feelings, or, you know, they ask you a question like, hey, do you care if I go out with my friends tonight? And you don't speak up. That's setting yourself up to have those feelings of resentment. But if you look at a situation, so say somebody made you upset and, you know, maybe crossed a boundary that you had, and you'll usually find that the reason you resent them is because you didn't say anything. And a lot of the time, once we acknowledge that, and then we approach the person and say, you know, this happened, XYZ happened, and this is how it made me feel. I just want to let you know that that's how it made me feel. And you speak up and you acknowledge your feelings and you voice your feelings to this other person. A lot of the time, your resentment just kind of melts away, because it's almost like resentment is us holding on to the anger that we didn't stand up for ourselves, or that we didn't speak our truth or speak our feelings, or, you know, use our voice. So it's almost, you know, it's holding on to the regret of not doing something or not saying something. And then it's almost like we project that feeling onto this other person. And then that feeling that comes back is then resentment. So I urge you, if there is somebody in your life right now that you are feeling resentful towards, you know, first acknowledge that you're feeling resentful. It's okay. It's okay to feel resentful. And then do something about it, though. You know, I encourage you to reach out to the person and share your feelings. And it nothing may change. Nothing may change. A lot of the time, you know, we share our feelings with somebody, or, you know, what they did, how it impacted us. And sometimes nothing happens on the other person's side. You know, they may not apologize because they don't think they're wrong, or, you know, nothing may change. So just be prepared for that. But the mere fact of speaking up for yourself and speaking from your heart really can make a difference for you. And remember, that's why what you're doing it for. You're not speaking up and sharing your heart and your thoughts with this other person to benefit them. You're doing it to benefit yourself. And now if it does happen to benefit them in the long run, or, you know, perhaps they do apologize, or maybe they're like, oh, I didn't realize that that's how I made you feel, then that's great. But in the long run, you're speaking up and you're bringing up your thoughts and your feelings, and you're sharing your voice for yourself to heal, to release that resentment, to release that negative, gunky feeling in your heart, so you can go on focusing on yourself and being a happy person, or, you know, healing yourself and doing what you need to do. And that's the first step of releasing those negative feelings. So, you know, allow yourself to feel the resentment. Think of why you're feeling that resentment, and then say something about it. And I do want to say, if it's something, if you kind of let somebody cross a boundary with you, and you bring it up to the person, and then they continue to still kind of cross those boundaries, especially after you've said, you know, you've made me feel this way, this is how I feel about this situation, and they continue to cross boundaries and continue to do the same thing that caused those resentful feelings in the first place, it's perfectly okay to, you know, cut people off if you need to set firmer boundaries if you need to. Setting boundaries is perfectly healthy, and we need to not just set the boundaries, we need to keep those boundaries up and updated, because situations change and people change. But just make sure, you know, once you've shared your thoughts and your feelings with this person and you've released your resentment towards them, make sure that then steps are taken so that doesn't happen again, because we don't want to let ourselves get walked all over. Just because we forgive somebody, or just because we bring up the, you know, how their actions or their words made us feel. I just totally lost my train of thought. No idea. I'm on like a little rant. It doesn't mean that it's okay what they did, you know. Again, it's just you're releasing it for your own good. So I hope that helps. Let me know, you know, reach out to me on social media and let me know your thoughts on this. Is there somebody today that you can release resentment from? You know, and also I do want to add, you know, maybe you can't reach out to this person now. You know, this might be, you might be feeling resentful towards somebody in your past and you don't have, you know, contact with this person anymore. In that instance, write a letter out saying, you know, you did this, this is what, well, not you did this, you did this. Here's what happened. And this situation made me feel this way. I just want to let you know that this is how I'm feeling. I no longer resent you. I'm moving on with me, but I just thought that you should know that this made me feel this way. And then you can rip it up, throw it away. You can even mail it to the person if you want to, if you happen to know their address. But you can just feel free to rip up the letter, burn the letter, always practice fire safety. But just something to get it out of your being. So either speak it and get it out of your body or write it out. That's a good way to do it if it's somebody that you, again, no longer have contact with. So I hope that these tips have helped, and I hope that if you are holding any resentment today, that you are able to release it and, you know, fill that heart space with love and joy and gratitude rather than resentment. All right, I will talk to all of you lovelies later. Peace and love. Bye-bye.